And we're happy to have on the telephone right now Dr. David Katz, who is the director of the Yale Prevention Research Center and a nationally recognized authority on nutrition, weight control, and the prevention of chronic diseases. Dr. Katz is also the visionary behind the Nuval Nutritional Scoring System. Dr. Katz convened and led 12-member scientific panel that developed the overall nutritional quality index that powers that system. Dr. Katz, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thanks so much, Buck. Good to be with you.
Nice to have you. What problems did you see in our existing labeling, nutritional labeling system that led you to look to a new way of doing things?
Well, the simple answer, Buck, is that the average consumer really can't make sense out of them, even if they think they can. And frankly, it's hard even for an expert. So if you have a minute for a story, the story I like to tell involves my wife, Catherine, who has a PhD in neuroscience from Princeton University. She's the brains of the operation. She grew up in southern France. She's an expert cook. She's been married to me for over 20 years, so frankly, at this point, she knows everything I know about nutrition. And we have five kids, so she's done all the cooking and all the shopping all these years. She is as expert and savvy a shopper as you could hope to find. And the story is Catherine coming home from the supermarket with four loaves of bread and smoke coming out of her ears to tell me, if you want the most nutritious one of these, you figure out which one it is. Because bread A has the most fiber, but that's also the one with the most sodium. So I don't know if that's good or bad. Bread B, the fiber's pretty good, the sodium's lower, but it has high fructose corn syrup, and I don't know why bread needs to have added sugar. Bread C, the fiber's okay, the sodium's okay, there's no added sugar. It says 0 grams trans fat on the front of the package, but the ingredients say partially hydrogenated oil, in parentheses, by the way. And bread D says multigrain and has amber waves of grain on the packaging, but has the least fiber of all, and I don't know if any of them are whole grain. So frankly, if a PhD in neuroscience is not good enough to pick out a loaf of bread, I think we've set the bar a little bit too high. So that's the problem we were trying to fix. It's, you know, there's just an awful lot of information. It's hard even for an expert to put it all together and reach what really is, Buck, the relevant issue, and that is this the best choice? Is this the most nutritious item for me? And I don't think most people can answer that question with the information they have available.
I have to totally agree with that. I can't even usually figure out how big the portions are that they're talking about.
Right, that's right. And they, you know, they're sort of gaming the system. I mean, one of the things that's done, for example, is portion sizes are set small because FDA rules allow manufacturers to round down the trans fat. So the reason that you often see 0 grams trans fat on the front, but then partially hydrogenated oil in the ingredients, meaning there must be trans fat, is it's a small serving size. In that serving size, there's half a gram or less of trans fat, and they get to round down. But the reality is, if you eat 12 servings, you're going to get a pretty hefty dose of trans fat. And, of course, the overall nutritional quality index and Nuval isn't fooled. It takes into account all of those details. And as you said at the intro there, an international team, really a dream team of nutrition and public health experts worked with me. And our thinking was, you know, if we are better able to identify and choose more nutritious food, let's turn everything we know into something anybody can use. Essentially, let's build GPS for the food supply. So if you want better nutrition, it's as simple as turn here now. And that's what we did. And everything we knew was important, we built into the Nuval system.
What kind of factors did you look at? I mean, I get a little. You were talking about trans fat, and we know how that's not really very good for anybody, and
right.
Sodium, et cetera. But
right. I joke about trans fat, Buck, that it extends the shelf life of food, but it shortens the shelf life of people who eat the food.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
So, you know, we included, I don't think any of it will be surprising, actually. You know, anybody who pays any attention to nutrition has some sense of what the important things are. So calories are important. Well, of course, we factored those in. Fat is important, but they're different kinds. So omega-3 fats are good. We factored those in. Saturated fat is bad. We factored that in. Trans fat is even worse. We factored that in. Monounsaturated fat, that's the kind that's found in the Mediterranean diet, is good. We factored that in. Sodium, we get too much of that. That's bad. We factored that in. Added sugar, we get too much of that. We factored that in. Vitamins are included. Minerals are included. Antioxidants are included, the glycemic load, which people may have heard of, was included. In fact, the person who invented the glycemic index was a member of the panel that worked on the system. And then a number of other things, such as whether the nutrients are natural or added through fortification, because, you know, there are foods in a highly processed food supply, like Total Cereal, for example. Total Cereal, the cereal isn't very nutritious, but it's a delivery system for a multivitamin. And we really didn't want, you know, a food that didn't have intrinsic nutrition but a lot of added nutrients to get the same score as spinach or broccoli or blueberries. So the system accounts for that. It accounts for the use of artificial sweeteners as well. It is, to our knowledge, the most sophisticated nutritional profiling system ever developed, and the only one ever to correlate with health outcomes. And that was the proof of that came from a Harvard study recently published involving over 100,000 people.
As I understand it, and we don't have that system, by the way, in our area, so I haven't seen it. But you start with a number one and go up to number 100, with what 100 being the most nutritious and one, of course, being the least. So it's a number system and only one value that you have to look at.
Exactly.
Will one still see the number of calories? Will those labels still be there?
Absolutely, Buck. And you know, the idea of NuVal, again, like GPS, you know, you can use the GPS system to make a trip simple, but you still have a compass telling you what direction you're headed in. You can still have a map in your glove box. Same thing with NuVal. It makes it really easy. If you want to trust this international team of public health and nutrition experts who said, we did the heavy lifting so you don't have to, then frankly, all you need to do is look at the number. The higher the number, the more nutritious the food. As you say, it's a 1 to 100 scale. The numbers go right on the shelf tag. That's where the price goes, so you can't miss it. In front of every item, right where there's a price, there's a NuVal score, and it goes in front of every item in the supermarket. But it doesn't take anything away. The nutrition facts panel is still on the package. The ingredient list is still on the package. And people who want more information, that information is available. And you know, essentially NuVal tells you what. What food is more nutritious? The details that are still on the package tell you why. Gee, I wonder why this food got a high score. Oh, look at that. It's rich in vitamins. It's rich in fiber. It's low in calories. It's low in sodium. It has no added sugar. So all of the details help you understand why. And I encourage people to look at that. But if you're busy and you just want to know that there is an independent system developed by objective experts who only care about your health, no dollars were put into this from the food industry, you know, just about helping the consumer, you can trust NuVal. 1 to 100, the higher the number, the more nutritious the food. It's that simple.
Now, the system that we have now, I believe it's government mandated. The system we're talking about with NuVal is not mandated by the government, but rather it's something that the grocery chains themselves need to buy into, at least with their philosophy and also with some of their money.
That's right. And it is, you know, it is present in Minnesota, St. Cloud area at least. It's in Coburn's there. You may have Meijer stores in your area as well. It's in Meijer. I'm not sure. But it's in about 1,100 supermarkets in 25 states and spreading to more all the time. And as you say, Buck, the supermarkets licensed the system from NuVal LLC. So I'm the scientist who got this party started, but ultimately, it does take a village, and now there's a whole team of business people working on this. And my baby's sort of grown up, and I'm no longer in charge. And a lot of money has been spent. Oh, about 100,000 foods have been scored, and the scoring is a pretty labor-intensive process. So money has to change hands to cover those costs. But the supermarkets benefit because a supermarket providing this is offering its customers a really great service. You're a busy mom, you've got kids to look after, you don't want to spend 4 hours figuring out where the better nutrition is, but on the other hand, you want to feed your family well. NuVal makes it quick and easy, and that's an invitation to be a loyal shopper at a store providing this service. The other advantage for supermarkets is they are all manufacturers, too. They sell their private label brands, the store brands, and they can use NuVal in their relationship with the NuVal company to reformulate their private label products so that they have better nutrition. And so if they cost less, they taste as good, and the NuVal score is higher, those items tend to fly off the shelf, and those items have a higher profit margin for the supermarket. So the idea here is that everybody can win. We really want to do well by doing good. And we want the supermarkets who license the system to benefit. And the fact that it's now spreading to more and more supermarkets around the country is a pretty good validation of that formula.
We're speaking with Dr. David Katz, and he is the director of the Yale Prevention Research Center. He's also the visionary behind the Nuval nutritional scoring system, and that system has an overall nutritional quality index that powers it and comes up with a score between 1 and 100. As you've gone through some of the common foods, have you been surprised at some of the really low nutritional values of some of the items that you've looked at?
I have been surprised, and you know, there are some things that are going to surprise everybody, but particularly when the product has a shout-out implying that the nutrition is particularly good. So, you know, it's very surprising that low-fat or fat-free salad dressings sometimes have very low scores, and initially you think, gee, why is that? And then you look at the ingredients and you see that there's a significant amount of added sugar. And who would even think about pouring sugar over lettuce? But, you know, in essence, that's what you're doing. One of the big surprises for me was peanut butter. You know, choosy moms are apparently choosy about peanut butter, right? And I'm guessing that it would be a health-conscious mom or dad who would choose low-fat peanut butter. The idea being this is something my kids will eat and it's better for them. Well, on the Nuval scale, pretty straightforward. Regular peanut butter scores an average of 20, and fat-reduced peanut butter scores an average of 7. It's much less nutritious. And when we looked at why, it was pretty obvious. Some healthy oil was taken out, but the fiber was cut in half, and pretty significant additions of both sugar and salt were made. So it's a much less nutritious product overall. So those things are really eye-opening. Some cereal scores are very low because the sodium content is so high. They're much saltier, these breakfast cereals, than potato chips or pretzels. So these things will surprise everyone, and to some extent they surprise me. What won't surprise anyone is all the hundreds in the produce aisle. Everything we've heard about fruits and vegetables are true, and so those are the superstars. Probably won't surprise people that wild salmon scores an 87. Beans and lentils score very high. And, you know, most of the stuff in the candy aisle scores very low. So at the extremes, it's pretty straightforward. In those middle aisles where the decision-making is hard, it's a real eye-opener. There are lots of surprises. And by the way, Buck, there on the Nuval website, which is nuval.com, there's a nutrition-by-the-numbers game, and you can try to guess which is the most nutritious, and a lot of those surprises play out there, so people can kind of get a sneak preview of what they would see in the supermarket.
Have you been getting any pushback from any affected parties, in particular the food industry?
It's a great question. The answer is yes, but pretty gentle pushback. And you know, some of it has come to me as a scientist. That mostly happened early in the process. We actually held a scientific conference when we finished building I call it the ONCI, the Overall Nutritional Quality Index, and invited scientists from the food industry and gave them all the time they could possibly want to ask questions and look under the hood and kick the tires. We've published a number of papers in the peer-reviewed literature. I've been at a number of other conferences presenting findings related to Nuval. So they've had ample opportunity, and they've challenged me. The interesting thing is that the system's pretty bulletproof. It's pretty bulletproof because the team that built it is so illustrious that very often the PhD nutrition experts working for food companies were trained by somebody who was on the panel that built the Nuval system. I mean, it's that good. And then the other thing is it really is the only system that has now been shown to correlate with health outcomes, including all-cause mortality. The higher the average Nuval score of your diet, the lower your risk of dying prematurely of anything. And again, this was a Harvard study involving 100,000 people, so it's pretty bulletproof. The business side gets pushback from companies when they don't like their scores. And the other thing the food companies can do is on their own websites or on their own blogs or in correspondence with their followers, they can complain about the scores and say, this doesn't make much sense. I just recently saw something online where I think it was General Mills, whoever makes Total, was not happy with the score for Total. Frankly, I think this score for Total is just what it ought to be, but you know, the makers of Total are not so happy with it. So there is some pushback, but the system is robust. It's totally objective. The science is strong. And consequently, more often than not, what the business side gets is, okay, tell us how to get a better score. You know, it's one of those if you can't beat them, join them situations. And in that situation, the consumer wins because what it means is the manufacturers are beginning to make better products, and they're making products that are better on a scale that has no loopholes. You know, you can game the system and have salt-reduced products that are reduced in salt but not better for you, or sugar-reduced and not better for you, or fat-reduced and not better for you. You can't game Nouvel. The only way to get a better score is to make a better product.
I'm kind of surprised that you would bring up a study from Harvard, being you're from Yale.
Yale, yes.
That had to hurt.
Well, we actually are allowed to collaborate with one another.
Really?
And, Walter Willett, who's the chair of nutrition at Harvard, is a good friend and one of the most preeminent nutrition epidemiologists and researchers really in the world. And Dr. Willett was on the panel that helped to develop the Anki with me. Scientists from throughout the United States and Canada were on that panel. And then after we did that initial work, Dr. Willett said, you know, I really want to be independent. So I contributed what I could to help make this a robust system, but I can't stay involved. I don't want any financial involvement. I don't want to be formally involved as an advisor because I'd like to be able to do research and have no biases. And, you know, I care about how well the system works. I thought that was terrific. And so a couple of years went by, and he and a number of scientists in his lab did this study where they assigned Nouvel scores to all of the participants in the Nurses' Health Study, a huge study involving 100,000 women, the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study involving 40,000 men, and did an analysis that we could not have done at Yale because we don't have that huge cohort. So, yes, it's okay. Now, you know, if it's a matter of which is the better university, then we get into a wrestling match. But it's
that could
okay
change
to collaborate.
Things. Yeah. Sure. So I had a thought about the number system. Is there a danger that people are going to see, hey, this, you know, it rates high, it's like gets an 80 on this Nouvel score. I can eat as much of that as I want.
Sure. I mean, there's the, it's 100, I guess, that, you know, I can eat pounds of this. Or it gets a 1. Maybe if I eat 100 of them, it'll add up to 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little confusion.
You know, it's really pretty simple. I mean, it's like a test in elementary school or the wine spectator score or a lot of other things people clearly do understand. You're comparing one food to another, and a higher scoring food is a better choice.
Sure.
But just because it's a better choice doesn't mean that limitless amounts of it are a good idea. But because that still could happen, Buck, Nouvel is not just numbers on the shelves in the supermarket. It's a whole educational program. Many of the supermarkets that run the system have dietitians in their stores providing real-time education, but even those that don't have trifold handouts with information about the system and how to use it. They have signs up in the store about how to use it. The website is available for people who want to send in questions about how do I put this to good use. And all of those potential pitfalls, all the silly ways that it could be misused are addressed. So we actually haven't seen that. You know, I mean, it's in 1,100 supermarkets, so about 20 million people a week are interacting with Nouvel now, and we haven't really seen that happening. So it's a theoretical concern. But the educational program that Nouvel provides does address all of that robustly and give people guidance on, now here's how to use this system well.
Dr. Katzen, just the couple of minutes that we have left, I had a couple of short questions. Can a smaller grocery contact you or contact your group about joining that system?
Yes, there is an economy of scale, so it's tougher for Nouvel to do business with very small chains. But absolutely, and if there's a lot of overlap with the products in a larger chain, it makes it easier. There's a contact link on the Nouvel website. Again, that's nuval.com. Just go there, click on Contact Us, send that request in, and there's a team there that responds pretty efficiently.
We've been speaking with Dr. David Katz, and he's the director of the Yale Prevention Research Center. He's also a nationally recognized authority on nutrition, weight control, and the prevention of chronic diseases. And he's the visionary behind the Nouvel nutritional scoring system that we've been discussing. Dr. Katz, I want to thank you so much for giving us your time on a Friday night of 4th of July weekend.
Well, Buck, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.